For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
What we are going to do right now is give you some predictions for the upcoming season. We started this yesterday as we told you who we thought was going to lead the league in passing, receiving, and rushing, both in the NFL and on the Patriots. Now, we are going to go to some of the awards for the season here, and we'll start with the Rookies of the Year. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Let's start with the Defensive Rookie of the Year, since that's less interesting. Who do you think will be the Defensive Rookie of the Year, Andy Hart?
So I am going to go with, and we're going with NFL first here.
NFL first.
Yes. NFL first. I think it's sometimes a safe bet go with the obvious one, the first defensive player drafted after, 13 straight offensive players to open the draft. Latu. With the Colts, he's that guy. He's a edge rusher, defensive playmaker guy. Went to Washington, then UCLA. Had that weird retirement. He thought his career was over. By pretty much everyone's opinion, he's like the most pro ready. And that's what you get. A front seven playmaker is often your defensive rookie of the year, so I'll take Latu.
Latu is a good pick. I'm going to go with Dallas Turner on the Vikings in that Brian Flores offense. I think you're right. Any edge rusher who's a rookie who gets a bunch of sacks is going to be in the last 6 or 7 years, it seems like. That's who usually gets this award. So I'm going to go with Turner. I think that scheme's a little bit more conducive to getting to the quarterback, and I just like Flores' defenses. So there you go. Offensive rookie of the year.
I'm going to go with the obvious one here. Again, he was the first player selected, and I think he landed in a nice setting for him. You mentioned it. He's favored in his first NFL game. Caleb Williams, he's still got some polarizing characteristics to him, and there are people that don't like him, including Rich Keefe's wife, apparently, who thinks he's going to stink. But he's got receivers. He's got a defense. He's got the opportunity to win some games and I think put up a lot of numbers. And don't forget, he's kind of a freakish talent if you actually watch him play.
Yeah, he does have all the tools around him. He has been set up by his team for success. I feel like I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't go with Marvin Harrison Jr. That's who I wanted them to draft initially. I know he's on a team that doesn't always have the easiest time moving the ball, but I think he'll be an asset to that offense, and I think he takes it home. All right. Who will be the Patriots? I mean, they only drafted one defensive rookie, so I guess it would have to be him. Who will be the Patriots' offensive rookie of the year?
By the way, I gave my Patriots' defensive rookie of the year to Gonzo. He only played in 3.5 games. I'm going to do like a baseball world type thing and say he can still win rookie of the year for the Patriots.
Not enough service time.
Offensive, I think it's the guy you went over the starting lineup on offense. Jalen Polk is listed as a starter. From what I've seen, they're going to give him every opportunity to catch a lot of passes, and I think he's going to catch a lot of passes. I think he's going to have a 50-plus catch rookie season, potentially. And I think for this team, that's going to be their rookie. I wanted to say May, but I don't know.
We both want to say Drake May.
Yeah.
We disagree on something. We both agree we want it to be Drake May. I'm going with Polk as well. I think that, Javon Baker sort of talked his way right out of any that conversation as far as that's concerned. All right, let's get to the Defensive Player of the Year in the NFL. I can tell you who the odds leader is if you want, but I'd rather hear who your pick is first.
So mine has a caveat, and I think his candidacy is going to take off dramatically somewhere around week 5 or week 6 when Bill Belichick takes over his team. Micah Parsons, who is LT 2.0, or the closest thing Bill Belichick has said, when he starts coaching him, Micah Parsons is going to be your Defensive Player of the Year.
Micah Parsons leading in a lot of sports books right now. Him and TJ Watt's usually one of those two as the leader now for the preseason decision there. I'm not going to go with either one of those two guys, even though I like them both a lot. I'm going to go with Aiden Hutchinson.
Oh.
I think he comes up not out of nowhere. He had a big year last year. But what he was doing last year, I think, was very noteworthy. I think he continues with that, and if he can stay healthy, I think he'll be right there in the mix. So I'll go with Hutchinson and your Offensive Player of the Year.
Offensive Player of the Year, as I picked on FanDuel already, Saquon Barkley. I watched him in that Eagles offense in joint practices, and I still think some people don't remember he's actually on the Eagles with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and Jalen Hurts. I think that has a potential to be a really potent offensive attack. I think he's going to get some of those Christian McCaffrey matchups. Give me Saquon Barkley.
All right. I'm going to go with pretty obvious one, I'd say, Christian McCaffrey, considering what he was doing last year. Again, the guy's got to stay healthy, and I think that if he does, he can pass Tyreek Hill, he can pass CeeDee Lamb, Ja'Marr Chase, all those guys. A multi-use back who can catch the ball like that and put up those kind of numbers. I mean, he was a touchdown a game, basically, it seemed like last year, and continued that through the playoffs and even into the Super Bowl. He was still very, very effective, even though he was all banged up. He has dealt with injuries in the past that could rear its head here with this guy, but I'm going to go ahead and say that he locks down the Madden. He breaks the Madden curse and takes home Offensive Player of the Year. All right, who will be the Patriots Defensive Player of the Year?
Before I get to that, I mentioned I took Saquon Barkley on my FanDuel app for the Offensive Player of the Year.
Long odds for him. Yes,
and I like it. FanDuel's got something special for our listeners right now. Be sure to check out FanDuel's Profit Boost in the app and use it for FanDuel's Double Your Winnings for all Sunday, September 8th, pregame Moneyline bets. Profit Boost will be live starting Friday, this Friday, September 6th. View your account page to learn more about your boost. Patriots Offensive Player of the Year, I think it kind of has to be Ramondre Stevenson. I feel like, again, I said it yesterday when we were talking about rushing. Mm-hmm. If Ramondre Stevenson isn't the centerpiece of this offense, well, I don't know what the centerpiece is. Then I really think Alex Van Pelt's going to earn his money, because I think he needs something to count on. Kind of like we were talking about with Cora. You need some tent pole to count on.
Right.
That has to be Stevenson. Stevenson has to rush for 1,200 yards, and he needs to catch about 45 balls. And if he does that, he's the Patriots Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah, I think that's all it's going to take. Stevenson was someone I was going to go with. I'll use my backup, though, Hunter Henry. If he can get open in the red zone, if he can get, you know, put up 10, 11 touchdowns this year, I think it's going to be hard to say otherwise. I know, it's a lot.
11 touchdowns? You want to bet on that?
They zoom in on him. If they make him the focal point of that offense in the red zone, which is what it seemed like they were doing that first year with Mac. What do you have, like 8 touchdowns that year?
I think 8.
I think so. I mean,
I don't believe he's ever been double digit in his career. And I think that's going to be
right.
tough with this offense.
It probably will be. But if anybody can do it, I would say it's probably him. That's what it's going to take. That's probably ambitious to say he'll get double digits. But he'll probably lead the team in touchdowns. Let me put it to you that way. In receiving touchdowns, I think it'll be Henry. And that'll be enough for me to make him the Offensive Player of the Year for your New England Patriots. So there you go. Those are our picks. I like Hutchinson. I like McCaffrey. He likes Micah Parsons. And your offensive player is Saquon Barkley.
Yep.
And for your rookies of the year, give me the name again, Latulu. Is that
Latu.
How you say it?
It's just Latu.
Latu. L-A-T-U. Right.
I'm not sure that's pronounced right. That's what I'm saying. Latu.
Very good.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.